July 5th, 1904. Separation of Israel from Idolaters. Ellen G. White. Another subject to which Nehemiah's attention was called on his return to Jerusalem was the danger that threatened Israel from intermarriage and association with idolaters. "In those days also," says Nehemiah, "saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab, and their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people." This assimilation to the language of the heathen was an indication of the inroads made by heathenism. In many families, children, trained by heathen mothers, were prattling around them in the tongue of the several idolatrous nations with whom the Israelites had intermarried. These children, as they grew up in the habits and customs of heathenism, became idolaters of the most dangerous class, because they were connected with the people of God. These unlawful alliances caused great confusion, for some who entered into them were persons in high position, rulers of the people, and men connected with the service of God, to whom, in the absence of Nehemiah, the people had a right to look for counsel and correct example. God had carefully excluded the heathen from uniting with his faithful worshipers, but the divinely erected barriers had been broken down. And as a consequence of mingling and intermarrying with other nations, the Israel of God were fast losing their peculiar, holy character. Nehemiah knew that ruin was before the nation if this evil were not put away, and he reasoned with these men on the subject. He firmly and fearlessly declared, "Ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves." He presented the case of Solomon, and reminded them that among many nations there had arisen no king like this man, whom God had favored, and to whom he had given great wisdom. But the idolatrous women whom he connected with his house by marriage led his heart astray from God, and his example had a corrupting influence on all Israel. The commands and threatenings of the Lord, and the fearful judgments visited upon Israel in past generations, aroused the consciences of the people. The strongest and most endearing ties that bound them to idolaters were broken. Not only were future marriages with the heathen forbidden, but marriages already formed were dissolved. Some men in sacred office pleaded for their heathen wives, declaring that they could not bring themselves to separate from them. Nehemiah replied with solemn sternness, "Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives?" A grandson of the high priest, having married a daughter of the notorious Sanballat, was not only removed from office, but promptly banished from Israel. "Remember them, O my God," exclaimed Nehemiah, "because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites." He adds, "Thus cleansed I them from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, every one in his business." No respect was shown for rank or position. No distinction was made. Whoever among the priests and rulers refused to sever his connection with idolaters was immediately separated from the service of the Lord. How much anguish of soul this needed severity cost the faithful workers for God, the judgment alone will reveal. Every advanced step was gained only by fasting, humiliation, and prayer. There was a constant struggle with opposing elements. Many who had married idolaters chose to go with them into exile, and, with those who had been expelled from the congregation, they joined the Samaritans, a heathen people who had combined with their idolatrous worship many of the customs of the Jews. Hither, some who had occupied high positions in the work of God now found their way, and after a time, they cast in their lot fully with them. Desiring to strengthen this alliance, the Samaritans promised to adopt more fully the Jewish faith and customs. and the apostates, determined to outdo their former brethren, erected a temple on Mount Gerizim, in opposition to the house of God at Jerusalem. This spurious religion continued to be a mixture of Judaism and heathenism, and their claims to be the people of God were the source of schism, emulation, and enmity between the two nations from generation to generation. Mrs. E. G. White.